You are his workmanship. Workmanship, it literally means a product, you know? He is producing sons, you know, and it's a very deliberate process. I mean, that gives me a lot of comfort. See, people say, but my life is so like, you know, God is in control of everything. I'm like, yeah, he is actually. You know, when we look at the chaos and the way things go and you think like, well, how can it seems like that to us because we're incredibly small. But God is incredibly big. All powerful. I think about all powerful, infinitely powerful. Just how powerful is that? You know? I mean, really. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? I mean, he has power to do things, to know things, to see things, to make things happen, and he does. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. The word created, or fabricated, or founded, the original word is K-T-I-Z-O, K-T-I-Z-O, I guess. It's from a word that means to get or acquire, as in own, through the idea of the proprietorship of the manufacturer. Fabricate. I mean, you know, he's like, he's the inventor, is the way I look at it. We are his product, created, you know, made, like, you know, like a one of a, you know, Cabbage Patch doll. You know, one of a kind in Christ Jesus. Unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. The word ordained. Actually, hath before ordained is one word in Greek. Pro eitoimazo. I can never pronounce these things. There's a little pronunciation key, but I don't have it. And these are the notes I just read out of the things I've written in my own Bible. But I like this. It means to fit up. Pro usually means before. To fit up in advance, literally or figuratively, from the word pro, and a word that means to prepare, from the word whatever. But it means you know, to prepare in advance, to fit up in advance. You know, he has, you know, that's what he's done. He's prepared in advance, fit up in advance, that we should walk in them. In what? In those good works. God, you know, what are those good works? The works of the law? Good question, you know. No, they are the works of the law of Christ, not of the law of the Old Testament, like thou shalt be circumcised and you've got to wear garments with fringes on it and wear phylacteries on your head. You know, he in Galatians, remember, he talked about the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such which there is no law. From Galatians 5:22. And Peter had talked about, you know, how you should add your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge temperance, to temperance patience, to patience godliness, to godliness kindness, to kindness love. Now, ultimately, as they say in the New Testament, the law can be summed up in these: love thy neighbor as thyself. Right? And that can, you know, people think that's just, it also says this in, Leviticus. This is from the law. And this is a law, I think, is still in effect today. Because the law points the way, and so you understand what righteousness is. or what sin is. It says, and this is how you, you know, you can end up condemning yourself. But it says in, let me think. If I think, I'll think of a verse. I think it's chapter 19, but I'll go there just to make sure I got the right verse. Chapter 19 or 17? It's either Leviticus 17 or Leviticus 19. No, I think it's 19. Yeah. 19 verse 17. Ah, see. There we go. 17 or 19. I knew it. Leviticus 19 verse 17. Thou shalt not, it's a law, hate thy brother in thine heart. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. See, if you try to do that by the law, you think, well, but I hate him. How is it that you escape that? Well, by faith. When you receive it by faith, you don't hate your brother, because God puts that in you. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thy heart. Thou shalt in any wise rebuke thy neighbor, and not suffer sin upon them. You know, when you see someone sinning, and you don't rebuke them by the law, that can be sin. And so loving your neighbor as yourself sometimes goes beyond very simplistic thoughts. A lot of times people think, well, let's leave that person alone. Let's not, you know, let's say you got some old lady, really badly behaved old lady. She's really being mean and coming down on someone, right? And you, or in whatever way you want to imagine that. This is actually from personal experience. And let's say, you know, you're saying, well, to other people, you say, don't have fellowship with that person, that they may repent. You know, right? And then you write a very sharp letter or something like that. And people say, well, wait a second. Shouldn't you just be nice to them? I mean, love your neighbor as yourself, you know, be nice. And I think this person has 1 foot in hell, 1 foot in the grave, and then the other foot in the lake of fire. I don't usually like to use the term hell because it's too bombastic. It has too many implications. People don't understand what it is. They could be listening and all of a sudden like, oh, you know, they don't get it. They think it means eternal torture. But this person's going to die. And they're going to die in their sins. And that is not something I would wish on anyone. And if I just turn the other way, turn the other cheek 100%, you know, and just let them do it,